Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, friends. I am back. I'm alone this time. No fun guests this week because I had my last week of like full intense physio and training this week, and I am now in Salzburg on my way to get surgery on Tuesday. So I'm going in for my 4th surgery since this accident, and I am really, really excited for this surgery because things have been progressing really well with like my strength, and I'm able to do a lot more now, and like the bones have healed really well, but I've been stopped basically at like around 90 degree flexion in my knee for the last few weeks, and it's just really frustrating trying to like push yourself what to get better and like really trust the process when it just feels like there's this one thing holding you back. So I'm really excited because hopefully this surgery on Tuesday, they're going to clear out some of the like scar tissue, or I guess what they call adhesions, which I didn't know what any of these words meant until the last few weeks, but basically like your joint capsule or like the muscle and fascia and stuff can stick together if you have an injury or a bunch of swelling for a while, and then that can decrease your flexion or like how much you can straighten or bend your leg. That probably came out so wrong because I barely understand it. But for me, they're going to hopefully go in and like clear out some scar tissue and break up some of the adhesions. And the plan is that that is going to allow them to fully bend my knee like to its normal amount. And while they're in there, they're also going to check like the MCL, LCL, PCL, and my bones and my meniscus. Basically everything they've already fixed, they're going to check and make sure that it is all healing properly and it's showing the same as like what the images are showing when they do the scans. But the main purpose of the surgery is to let me bend my knee more because I still have to get an ACL surgery, which, oh, let me tell you, waiting months on end for an ACL is so mentally tiring because the ACL process of recovery is like minimum 6 months, and for me most likely 9 months because it's a complicated one. So I have just been sitting here rehabbing for 3 months now, and it's like, oh, okay, now in a few weeks when I finally get the ACL surgery, I'm starting almost from zero again. Luckily not from actual zero, because if they rebroke my leg and I had to start from actual zero, I don't know what I would do. But we're starting from a different zero, and that itself is a little bit exhausting to think about. But I will say, this is something I was thinking about today when I was in the gas station bathroom. So when I've got my 3rd surgery, this was way back in December, like December 22nd, I think I had my 3rd and like the last surgery I've had since then. But they told me, the surgeons were saying, okay, so now you will probably only get your next surgery or your ACL at 12 weeks from now. And I remember being so shocked. I was like, excuse me? 12 more weeks? Why? And then I don't know if they were trying to make me feel better, but some of the doctors were like, okay, it might actually only be 10 weeks. It might only be 8 weeks. And I was like, okay, like 8 weeks is fine. I can do that easily. But now I'm just going back and forth. But when they told me 12 weeks, I started crying, actually. I was like, that seems so long. That seems so far away. How am I going to wait 12 weeks to get an ACL? Like, that sucks. And I haven't really thought about it since then because the time has just been going by. And now it's 12 weeks and it feels like, you know, whatever, like that's just, it's been 12 weeks and that's the way it's been. And I am almost glad that they took the time they needed, because I think if they had rushed the surgery, then they would not have realized that, like, I don't have full flexion in my knee yet, or like the bones may not have healed properly. And I am like really glad at the end of the day that they've taken their time and they've been diligent about like being patient and taking the right amount of time. But let me tell you, when they first tell you those timelines, you are gonna feel very overwhelmed. And if you're anything like me, you just want things to go faster, especially when you're an injured athlete. You just want everything to go faster because you want to get back to what you love to do. But in 12 weeks or whatever your timeline is, you're going to realize that it was just like a blip and it happened and now it's over. And yeah, anyways, just thought I would share that. I like was really overwhelmed by the 12 weeks initially, and now.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
But I'm at 12 weeks. It doesn't feel like it's been forever. I've actually really enjoyed most of the process. The only process I haven't really loved is just like constantly being uncomfortable. Like today, we finally got to travel. Like me and my parents decided to stop in Salzburg on the way to my surgery because I haven't really been out of the valley where I'm rehabbing for weeks, and we wanted to go do something fun. And so we got there and I was walking around and I'm using my crutches still, and my back and my leg and everything just started hurting so much, and just like took away from the experience. And I was trying so hard to just like try to focus on how cool it was being in a new city. But yeah, that's definitely something I won't miss, is everything being uncomfortable no matter what you're doing. Even if it's not like strenuous rehab or working out, you're just kind of uncomfy. Anyways, this episode is supposed to be about like what I'm nervous about or feeling going into the surgery. But honestly, I am just super excited. And my only fear is that they open up my knee and it's like there's more issues that they didn't see, and that's why my knee won't bend. That's my like only real fear. But I think that like ultimately I can't control what is going to happen inside my knee, and I've done everything that I can do to help it heal properly and to give myself the best chance to have a positive surgery. So yeah, I think I'm just like really looking forward to take the next step. And if you have a surgery that you're going into soon, or you have, I don't know, something that you're dealing with, an injury that you're nervous about, just try to like make a list of things that you can control to give yourself the best outcome. And a lot of times that's just things like what you're eating, if you're getting enough sleep, are you like listening to the doctors and physios with what you're allowed to do, are you pushing yourself through too much pain, like listening to your body. Those are things that you can control. And as long as you can have those in control, then you kind of have to just leave the rest up to the doctors. And hopefully they're experienced. I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh. I'm going delirious because I am so tired from walking around today. This is how messed up injuries make you. I sat in the car for 3.5 hours and then walked around a castle for like maybe 30 minutes, drove for another 30 minutes, got to see Matthias, who I haven't seen since the hospital, which that was really nice because Matthias and I were in the hospital together for almost a month, and it was really nice seeing him outside the hospital, like thriving and looking healthy and happy, because we like went through, I don't know, we were at the hospital in a really low part and point in both of our lives. And then getting to see him outside the hospital when like I'm doing a lot better, he's doing a lot better, I feel like was a good morale boost for both of us, hopefully. Anyways, did that. And then we drove back to the city and walked around for like maybe an hour. And I was so incredibly exhausted that I haven't left my bed in 2.5 hours. And I don't plan on leaving it for the rest of the night because I'm just so wiped from sitting and walking. Okay, I took a brief intermission for a couple days because we were driving and trying to like make the most of the couple days I had before the surgery. So now it is the night before the surgery and I'm feeling really excited. I have moved into the hospital, which we didn't really know was going to happen, but I'm kind of happy because my surgery is right away in the morning and it is kind of nice just being at the hospital so that they can wake you up and prep you when you need to be there rather than like showing up way too early or being rushed. But I've done everything that I can to get fully ready, and I know that it's going to be a hard few days after. Like, it's definitely not going to be enjoyable, and hopefully they give me enough painkillers and like the nerve catheter to block out some of the pain. But I know that I've done everything I needed to do, and a little like pre-surgery checklist that I like to go over, because now that I actually have time to do things before my surgery, I got to like prepare myself. So I got to have like a proper shower today so that my hair is fully clean and stuff, because after you have surgery, you don't want to shower for a few days, or you can't properly shower. You're kind of doing like, I don't know, bed baths is what they're called when you just like wash yourself with a rag. That sounded really bad, but you can't like get your incisions wet right away. So the shower situation is always complicated right away. And this time I got to have a full proper shower and wash my hair and do all the things I needed to do, like take my nail polish off and take all my jewelry off and, you know, like massage my leg and do the game ready and put everything where it needs to be and what needs to be done. But yeah, I'm ready, and that's all I have for this episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope that there are positive rehab and fun podcasts coming at you guys in the future. But thanks for supporting me, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.